Welcome to the Heme Consults Podcast, a weekly inspiration infusion for women of color and hematology. Dear woman of color and hematology, Heme Consults is your personal space to rest, recharge, and renew your spirit with a weekly infusion of inspiration from hematologist Dr. Toyosi Onwemena. Every Sunday, Dr. Onwemena will remind you that you are a superstar and have everything you need to succeed in your incredible career as a hematologist. Welcome to the hematology sisterhood that will transform your world. Welcome to the Heme Consults Podcast. I'm your host, Toyosi Onwemena, and it is an absolute pleasure to be talking with you today. Today, I am talking about joy for the journey. Joy, 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 joy. Joy for the journey. And before I get started, I want to say, a woman of color in hematology, that you are a beautiful creationist. You're the kind of person who creates a future that is yet unseen. I know you are because of how you've come through your training and how you are forging ahead in your career right now. Because where there was not necessarily a precedence for the kind of success that you've had, you created the success. I'm not saying it was easy. I'm just saying that you imagined that you would complete the journey, and then you set out to do the work it took to complete the journey, and then you completed the journey. And this is not something you did once and you've lost the power to do, but you've demonstrated over and over and over again that you are the kind of person who imagines a future, goes ahead and creates it, and then enjoys the future that has been created. So I want to remind you of your superpower in creating the future you want. And it is hard. It takes a long time. Many times it takes years, and sometimes you do not see the result of the effort that you are putting in. But I encourage you not to stop doing the work of creation, not to stop doing the work of shaping the environment to look like the environment you want it to look like. Because if you don't get tired, very shortly, eventually, you get the reward of the labor that you've been investing. So please don't give up. I encourage you to get up and go again. Because you can, and it's the only thing that has ever moved you forward. All right. Thank you for listening. All right, so today I'm talking about joy in the journey. And the story I want to share has to do with me taking call as a hematologist. So in our practice, we usually will take call as part of the consult service. And at least when I started, everyone was on the consult service. That was necessary because we needed enough faculty to cover a year's worth of consult service time. And as part of being on the consult service, you also take overnight call. Okay, so that's the, you know, kind of that was kind of the basic of overnight call, the basics of overnight call. But if you were part of the sickle cell team, then you also took call for the sickle cell pager. And then if you were part of the apheresis team, you also took call for apheresis. You didn't have to do them all at once. And usually, the sickle cell providers would rotate on and off who's covering the pager, and the apheresis docs on their own would rotate who's covering the pager. So one of the things that my colleagues would recommend, and I did, was to take apheresis call and consults call at the same time, because it's like, it's going to be a rough week anyway. Might as well just do it all. And I agreed. I was like, it's going to be a rough week. How about we just pile it all on? Because who wants to do two different weeks of call when you could just do 1 week of call, even if it's a rough week? So it absolutely made sense to me. And I would take the week of call, you know, overnight consults call, and also take the week of apheresis call. And holy cow, it could really be a rough week. You know, hey, it could be a good week. It could be a week in which nobody calls and there's no real challenges. The hospital's full, no one can come in. Or it could be the week where every night you're literally on the phone talking to multiple teams, connecting with your nursing staff. It could be really rough. But it was one of those things where it was like, you know what? It's just 1 week. I can do this. I can do it. It's just 1 week. But you know how the story ends, right? Well, you know, it's just 1 week. And then it's just the next week. And then it's like, oh, yeah, just 1 week. But it's not just 1 week. It's many weeks. And ultimately, they come together to tell a story of a rough time during call. So I share that story to say that, well, actually, the story doesn't end there, because I finally got to a point, actually, where I was like, you know what? This is too hard. I know this is just too hard. How about I let go of one and just keep one piece? It's still hard, but it's more manageable. And so I did let go. I did let go of the stuff I was doing that made it crazy, because I was like, you know what? It doesn't have to be crazy. And I think that's what I'm about to tell you, is that it doesn't have to be crazy. And it may just be like, it's like, oh, it can only be crazy for 2 nights. I can do 2 nights. Or it will only be crazy for 7 nights. I can do 7 nights. Or more likely, more commonly, oh, it will only be crazy for 3 more years. I can do 3 years of residency in a place that I hate. Oh my goodness. I am here to encourage you to stop the cycle of madness. And you know, to be fair, it's not necessarily a cycle of madness, because we're making choices. And sometimes the choice we are making is, well, do I do 1 week and put it all together? Or do I do 2 weeks and then multiply that by 4? So now it's 8 weeks instead of 4. And so we are making choices, and we've got to continue to make choices. But I do want you to consider, could your journey be different? That's what I want to talk about today. I think the first thing I want to share is that the whole idea of a destination is a false idea. Do you remember, and possibly, maybe this wasn't your experience, but this is my experience. I so wanted to be in kindergarten when I was younger. My sister went to school, and I was like, oh my gosh, she gets to leave the house. She has so much fun. I can't wait until I can go to school too. And of course, then I go to school, and then it's like, well, you know, the 5-year-olds, they didn't really have any fun, but the 10-year-olds, oh my goodness, their life is amazing. I can't wait until I'm 10 years old. And then I'm 10 and I'm like, oh, it's the teenagers. Their life is so awesome. I cannot wait until I'm a teenager, right? And on it goes. The bar keeps moving. And here's the thing, it doesn't end, right? For us, it's like, oh, well, medical school, if I could just get in. And then it's like residency, if I could just get in. And then it's like fellowship, if I could just get in. And the bar keeps moving and moving and moving. And here's what we know to be true, even when we don't acknowledge it, is that the whole idea that there's this destination and you're working so hard to get to it is false. Yes, there are milestones along the way, but it is one huge, long journey. Or you could look at it and say, wow, it's one short journey. And it is. And so every time we say, though, here, we're working towards this destination and all things end until we get to this destination, and I don't care what my life looks like until I get to the destination, the truth is that the destination doesn't exist. It's a mirage. It keeps moving. And so if the destination keeps moving, if it's a mirage that keeps moving, how do we respond? Do we keep just trying to, you know, hit the mark and like endure whatever in the process? You know, and to be honest, the real answer is yes, we do. Until the moment comes when we say, wait a minute. No. This destination thing is false. Wait a minute. This is not real. And it happens a lot for us as faculty members where, to be honest, I think you get to a point where the more you push, you don't get more out of it. Like, at least you push hard, you get through med school, you push hard, you get through residency, you push hard. You get through fellowship. Yes, you push hard. You get that first K award. You push hard. You get the first R01. You push hard. Maybe you got the U54. But you realize that you can keep pushing, or you can stop and ask yourself, how can I do things differently? How can this be different? Okay. Number one is that the destination is false. Number two is that it is important to recognize the true length of the journey. Now, you can look at it in two different ways. You could say this journey is short. And if it's short, why not enjoy the journey? Or you could say this journey is super long. And if it's long, how often are you going to do this thing where you're just sprinting? You're sprinting for a destination that's only going to turn around and become another destination, and then turn around and become the next destination. For how long are you going to do that? And again, we all choose to do that. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. But there does come a point in time where we have to pause and say, wait a minute, this is my life. And it happens to me, especially when I'm like, okay, no, I just need to, you know, push past all of this resistance and write this manuscript because it's just this one manuscript. My life goes back to normal when all is said and done. And you know what? Your life doesn't go back to normal. This is normal. And if you're like, oh, no, this can't be normal. No, this is hyper. I'm just being hyper for 2 weeks so I can get this deadline done. And it's true. You are working towards this deadline, but then there's that next deadline, and this is going to be you again. And so it's you pausing and saying, wait a minute, how do we do this differently? And this is a long journey. If this is me sprinting to every destination, every 3 to 4 months or every couple of weeks, is this the best way to do it? And that brings me to point number three, which is, you know, there's a need to enjoy this journey. Now, I want you to enjoy the journey. I want to enjoy my journey. And the reason when I'm sharing this particular episode today, and I don't know if I've told you before, these episodes are for me because I listen again and they encourage me. So if they encourage you too, I'm so excited and so happy for you, but mostly they are for me. As I share the episode with you, I'm encouraged. And as I listen to it again later, I'm encouraged as well. And so this is the place that I am in my life right now where it's like, wait a minute, how can I enjoy the journey more? How can I enjoy the journey? Because I think I realized that, wow, okay, I just did another sprint. Oh, and there's the next sprint. Oh, there's the next one. It's like, wait a minute. This is false. There is no true destination. There's only a series of sprints. And boy, I'm sprinting hard each time and there's no breaks in between. Or there are no breaks in between. How can I do this differently? So that's the place where I am. And I think I'm recognizing that, you know what? If I'm going to be doing this over the long haul, then it's got to be sustainable. And there've got to be breaks and rest built in. It doesn't mean we're going to work any less hard, right? We are hard workers as part of our just, you know, If we were not hard workers before we came into the profession, we are hard workers now. Because in order to make it, you really are, you're pushing hard and you're pushing past your limits and then resetting your limits and then you're pushing again. And so to be honest, hard work is something we do. It's not really, you know, it's not like, oh, am I going to work harder or not? It's just it's what we're going to do. But how can we enjoy the journey while we're working hard? How do we rest while we're working hard? I don't know the answer for you, but I'll share something that happened for me today that helped me realize that this is part of the journey of resting. So we went for my niece's graduation today, and it took about an hour and 15 minutes to get to the graduation venue, and then about 40 minutes to get to where we had the graduation party, and then another hour and a half to get back home. That's a lot of driving for one day. I didn't do the driving. My husband drove for me. He drove me and our kids. He did the driving all day. And I remember sitting in the car, just looking out the window and thinking, this is so awesome. Here I am covering all these miles, but I'm driving none of them. And instead of driving, I'm just sitting and I'm relaxed and looking out the window and it's beautiful, right? And this is not necessarily, this is just an example, right? I have done it before where I had like a 3-hour trip and I called an Uber. And it was an expensive Uber, but I was like, you know what? I'm too tired to do this drive, but I need to get where I'm going. Who can get me there? So those are the kinds of things I want you to think about. How do you enjoy the journey more? Like I literally, if I count up all those are hours I had to just sit and enjoy the scenery, like just relax. And so that's one component of enjoying the journey. And I invite you to think about how can you create moments in your journey where you're like, I'm enjoying this journey. And hopefully you create more moments than just the one I shared. And I'm going to continue to create more moments. But I do want to encourage you to think about how do I make this journey more enjoyable? So the first thing I want to ask you to do is review your destination fallacies. Where is it in your life where you've put life on hold because you're trying to get to the destination? Oh, just one more week. Oh, just 3 more days. Oh, just in 3 months. I want to ask you not to do that. Don't do it. Recognize the places in your life where you set up fallacies of, okay, or should I say it's, if, recognize the places in your life where you set up fallacies, where it's like, okay, when my kid grows up or when they leave the house, all false destinations. It's like, no, today, today, today is the gift that I have. How do I want to make today beautiful? Okay. The second thing I'm inviting you to do is consider where you are now. Where are you in this journey? Where are you? Locate yourself on this journey. How are you feeling? How hard are you working? Are you liking what you're doing? Does it feel overwhelming? Is it too much? Are you wishing it were over? Take stock of where you are. Ask yourself the hard questions. Is this the life I actually want to live today? I know you're pushing for a future. And yes, we do make investments today so that we don't have to make those investments tomorrow, so we can eat the return on investment tomorrow. So I'm not saying don't work hard. I'm saying, but are you enjoying this journey today? Is in your hard work, do you have joy? Is this the thing you want to be working hard at? If the question is no, it's good. Sit with it. It's a hard question. And the answer, getting an answer that's no, is also hard. But wow, it's the first step towards breakthrough in recognizing that that you get the opportunity to ask, how can this journey be different? How can I continue to work hard, but also allow this journey to be different? And the third thing I want to invite you to do is really to ponder that question. How can I make this journey more enjoyable? How can I have more fun in the process? So I definitely invite you to think about that. All right. So I want to recap. I want to recap today. The first thing I shared is that the destination is not real. It's a fallacy. And then it's important for you to recognize how long this journey is and to remind you that there is a need to enjoy the journey. And then I'm inviting you to review your destination fallacies. Where in your life are you putting things on hold because you're trying to get to the end of something? Take stock of where you are. Are you enjoying the things you're working hard at? Or are you miserable? Because you're going to be working hard anyway. It makes sense to work hard at the things you actually enjoy. And the third thing is to answer the question, how can I make this journey more enjoyable? Whether that's in the smallest possible ways or in the biggest possible ways. And I'm excited as you imagine and think about how this journey can be more fun for you. And I'd love for you to come tell me about it. Oh, you know, I'd love to be your coach. Yes, I know. Is that related? Yes, because I'd love to coach you through thinking about how you make the journey more enjoyable as you move forward, working hard, doing all the things. All right. It's been a pleasure talking with you today. I am so excited for the transformation and change that's coming to your life as you take stock and you think about how to make this journey more fun so that the journey is just as important, just as beautiful, just as amazing as the promise of the destination that you seek. All right, it's been a pleasure talking with you today. I want to encourage you again, a woman of color in hematology. You are creating the future today. Make the right investments. And make sure you're investing in a future you actually want. All right, it's been a pleasure talking with you today. I look forward to talking with you again the next time on the Heme Consults podcast. Have a great day.